To the urban village, where the village old school community is back. Well, February the 4th, 2020, going into the 22nd century. My. Needless to say, I don't have to tell you that every week something different is happening. I hope you're good and that we've survived another week COVID-free or illness-free due to COVID. I hope we're continuing to wear our mask, our N95s, our K95s, our 3-ply surgical cloth masks that we double. And if we're wearing them, we change every 4 hours, 4 to 6 hours. And that we're just doing all we can do to stay free of COVID, now Omicron variation. Anywho, hi, how are you? This is the Urban Village, and I want to talk really briefly today. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with the original old school Bev. And I hope you got a lot of insight to, you know, Bacoima as I knew it and the people who are from that special place. It was amazing. It just fulfilled and changed so many lives and brought things to the forefront. This week in the world, let's see. We're looking at a situation with Russia and the Ukraine, maybe. Inflation. Facebook lost $200 billion worth of its value. I'm sure it'll come back because they're going to the metaverse, which is the VR world, which is virtual reality. What else happened? Just life. It's so much. Oh, gas. It's official, reach $5 a gallon. What happened to the national oil reserves? I don't know. I don't know anything right now. Whoopi Goldberg was suspended for 2 weeks from The View. And Joe Rogan freely calls everyone he can think of the N-word and tells Michael Eric Dyson he's really not black. I swear it's an upside down world. Oh, and Spotify and his $100 million contract. Wow. You know, I'd like to pitch to Spotify again. You didn't give a contract. The deal didn't go through with someone that is closely related to me. You offered him a contract, a deal, a podcast deal. And there were some complications and you backed out. But Spotify, I'm here to help you, to bring you back to the level of decency. Call my people. They'll be glad to come along and talk about what we can do for you. The Urban Village is more than 6,000 downloads strong. And we tell the truth. And we give good information that helps strengthen. But I digress. But for real, Spotify, and those in the position to do such, call my people. Be glad to hear you. We got some great ideas. Anyhow, Bev was a wealth of knowledge. Didn't you enjoy her last week? Now you understand why I say, we don't need riders, we need Bevs. Always need Bevs. I am so blessed to have Bev in my life. Remember, I've known her since I was 5 years old. 5 years old. And she has been my protector, my muse, my sage, my voice of reason. Never failed me, and I have never failed her. That's where we move to. That's what we do. Bevs. Riders, ride-a-dies, it's time for you to go away. We need to rephrase that. It needs to join the Urban Dictionary, and we need to call them Bevs. And what a Bev does is save you from your own shit. That voice of reason that both of you, all of you get through. No one goes out in a blaze of glory, that you continue on the journey that is your work, your destiny. Yeah, we need Bevs. A lot going on, pushing on. I want to be a voice of encouragement to everyone, not just in America, but around the world. This is a difficult time. We have to call on our inner being, that inner village, that remembrance of a time where community was the glue that held everything together. You gotta go back to that for a moment. I just want to be of encouragement to find that community. If we must be attached by our electrical leashes, aka our cell phones and digital devices, let's look up, let's research, let's find and stay in contact with our village, right? Let's make that happen. Let's set up on our own network of, think about it, community podcasts. That once a week, we all get together and, you know, we listen. Back in the day, they would, before television, they'd sit around the radio on a Thursday or a Saturday night and they'd listen to a show. But it was a way in which community got together. Why can't we do that for podcasts? And start with the Urban Village. Your Friday night, get together in community and have that moment. In Pacoima, coming up on a Friday night, you'd make your rounds. You decide where you're going to eat, what you were going to pick up, or if you were going to do a potluck, someone's house, or they had you over, and you enjoyed yourself. You enjoyed yourself, and that's what you did. Maybe sometimes there were parties, but it was always about keeping the village intact. Not every single week, but, you know, we did enough. And, you know, everyone is just trying to figure it out. Let's find our village. And we'll be here every Friday evening for you to have communal time with us. I find it a little difficult. Last week was really hard. I didn't really talk about it too much, but, you know, had a lot of challenges. I'm going to get into it a little later, but not now. But I was so glad that Bev came through. It made it bearable for me. And, you know, I hope that you felt my joy, because it was really heartfelt, because she is that bright light person. And I hope we all have those bright light people in our life that when we need it, their joy, their energy comes through just to kind of reverberate and fill us up just in that moment that we desperately need it. Hope we can all find that. So, Whoopi Goldberg. I'm trying to understand. She apologized. She tried to explain. She brought in experts. She apologized again. And she still got 2 weeks suspension. Whereas, you know, Joe Rogan, my goodness. You know, and I think the frustration for Black people is that we get to see the double standard. We get to experience and live the double standard. I think that's the bigger issue and the unfairness of it. But I'm going to move on. Remember to go to my Facebook Claretta Street page. Leave your comments, concerns, praise, notes, questions to me, and I will respond. I will. Or go to www.coletteberres.com. Appreciate that. It's been a busy week for me. There's a lot going on. COVID is real. I'm going to tell you, I'm in the education sector. And even though, and this is interesting, even though we're hearing COVID numbers are down, but hospitalizations still and deaths are rising. I want to add something that just, I wonder if you're going, We now have the COVID antibody home test. And people are testing at home. And we don't know their COVID status. If they're positive, there's no check and balance system. We're on the honor system that they will report in that they have COVID. So I'm wondering, at the same time they push these 500 million home COVID tests, if in fact the rates of COVID are actually dropping, are we actually peaking? Or are those who are testing positive with the home test not being honest while on the honor system? Just saying. Even though the home test has an error rate of about 20%, I just wonder if people are letting, you know, their local health departments know that they are testing positive for COVID. So I'm not really impressed that they say COVID is going down, because I'm like, wait a minute, those home tests are in rotation now. Is everyone being dishonest and just saying, oh yeah, I'm positive, I'll stay home and quarantine for 5 days before I go back? Oh my gosh. So in education, needless to say, educators are just really, really just trying to keep it all together without losing it, because we really realize what the deal is. Some of you don't, because you just think, oh, my kids are losing out if they're not in school. Oh boy. I look forward to the day when this is an endemic. We're at the end of it. But based on the information that I just share with you and some of the numbers that go with hospitalizations and death, I really don't know where we are right now. But I am hoping that the medications that they have to deal with, the antiviral medications to deal with COVID, come sooner than later, because I'm really frightened. Really frightened. You know, it's just, no one wants to get COVID. And that's part of the reason why so many teachers are retiring left and right, because they're like, okay, if I can make it a year, I'm going on 2 years. What happens if I get COVID right before, you know, I've got, I'm older now, my health is in decline. If I get sick, what's going to happen? Will I be able to enjoy my pension? Or will it just be something that I worked hard for and the state of California keeps most of my money, outside of the money that I designate for a relative forever fund? What's the deal? People are just worried, you know? And at the end of the day, it is still about vaccination. It's still about getting vaccinated. And in California, we're only about, in the United States, we still only have about 40% of the people with two shots and the booster. That's it. And this whole thing about herd immunity, or I was sick, so now I'm okay because I have antibodies. People are getting COVID 2 and 3 times because remember, COVID mutates 30-odd days out. So now there's an Omicron 2, the little brother to Omicron 1. But anyway, let's stay masked. N95s, K95s, double mask, 3-ply cloth paper mask. Don't wear the material mask. They give no protection. And let's just try to be our authentic selves, being careful and cautious and not moving forward. That's what we must do. In addition, there's just so much tragedy. Prayers to the young woman who took her own life in New York because she was experiencing mental health pressure. Hats and prayers go up to Regina King and the loss of her son. Again, we have to look out for each other. We have to look out and be a village. There's just so much going on. In California, Gavin Newsom, I haven't really got all the details on it, but I saw it in the Sacramento Bee, where finally, it looks like LPS conservatorships may be on the way back to deal with the homeless issue. We'll see. Because you know, it's really bad what has happened. And it goes back to Reagan when he closed the mental health or the psychiatric hospitals in California. We were a model system. Now we're at the bottom with nothing to model. You know, if you tell someone, if you seek help, if a person, you say, hey, you know what, my cousin has been on the streets for years. He suffers from mental health issues. And they go out, the social worker goes out, and they ask me, how are you going to take care of yourself? Well, I'm going to go in the trash can behind the supermarket and I got food. And what are you going to do if you have to use the restroom? Well, I can go to the park and use the restroom. What about showering? I'll go down to the beach and I'll use the showers there. I don't need much. I can sleep under this tent. Someone gave it to me in a sleeping bag. I'm okay. They will tell you, well, they have a plan. There's nothing we can do. That's if you have the right complexion. Get what I'm saying? Minus the melanin. That would be what you'd get. If you're not melanated, you're going to get services. You're going to get the 5150 call. You're going to go before the mental health judge, who will deem that you need to be conserved. You're going to be put into a program where you can get stable, and then you're going to be set out to go back and re-enter society with skills and tools you need. I'm not mad at that. But why isn't that the goal, and why isn't that the purpose for the rest of us? So, Gavin Newsom, let's bring back the LPS conservatorship. So many families have been suffering. It's overdue. It's overdue. Remember this. Let's keep the South, parts of the Midwest, and the Eastern Seaboard in our thoughts and prayers. The weather is horrific. Global warming is real, y'all. It is real. And Joe Madison, you stay in my prayers and all of our prayers. And God bless you and thank you. In closing, remember, the story is never told until the lion is a storyteller and the hunter is not. God bless. This has been a Brown Bear, Reggie Vallon, PBO Bolton production, produced by Karen Bennett and Don Carter.